the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok! Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's Sugar Pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, $20 Rainstorm. A package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops sure comes in handy when you're sitting around listening to the radio or watching TV, or most any other time for that matter. Yes, sir, whenever you've a hankering for a sweet treat, that's the time to reach for your box of Sugar Corn Pops and pop a few of those ready sweetened nuggets of corn into your mouth. They're swell for breakfast, too, with a little milk or cream. And you never need sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Some of the criminals United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles met were not of the hard-case gunman variety, but were slick operators in quality dress. That was the kind that buffaloed Jingles for some time after the sudden surprise that came to Wild Bill's big deputy in a $20 rainstorm.
Gonna be the best invention I ever invented. Long as Bill went on out to town for the day, I ought to get it finished before I'm finished.
Hiya, Jingles. Can I come in?
Sure, buddy, but don't slam the...
What'd you say, Jingles?
One, two, three, four. I was gonna say, don't slam the door. You pint-sized bandit.
Oh, sorry.
Now look what you've done.
What'd you drop all those pans for? You clumsy or something?
I didn't drop them. You jarred them loose when you... Oh, forget it. Help me pick them up.
Sure, Jingles. Can we come outside and play baseball with me?
No, I gotta mind the office, and besides, I'm making an invention.
Another one? It seems to me you've learned your lesson the last time when you half-burned down the general store testing out your automatic fire alarm.
Now, not so loud. Town's almost forgot about that now.
Will you come out and play baseball with me?
No, and you can't blackmail me into it, neither. I'm busy.
It sure ain't no fun being the only kid in town like this.
Well, maybe someday you'll grow up.
Yeah. What am I going to do in the meantime?
Sit there and keep quiet.
For 10 years?
No, for just 2 minutes. Oh, you got me rattled, and I can't figure where to put this last nail.
Why don't you nail your hat on with it?
Buddy Smith, are you calling me a wooden head?
Nope, that was your own idea. Why not nail that handle up there?
Yeah, that's a good idea. There now, how's that?
Fine. I don't reckon you'll need that pan to cook with for a while anyhow.
Oh, doggone it, you've done it again now.
Might as well come out and play baseball with me, Jingles. I'm likely to cause you all sorts of trouble if you don't.
No, all right, but not for long. Bill's out of town and I'm the law now.
It ain't against the law to play baseball.
No, I guess it ain't at that. Where do you want to play?
In that vacant lot the other side of the hotel.
All right, now, hold out your bat and we'll choose outside.
But there ain't but two of us.
That's right. Then who's going to bat for you?
I am. Oh. We can flip for if it'll make you feel any better, though.
No, I always lose anyway. You bat first, and I'll chase them as usual. Doggone it. Why don't they get some more kids in this town to play with you so I can go ahead and grow up.
Here comes a high fly, Jingles. Look out for it.
Let her come, buddy.
Get under it, Jingles. Reach up.
Too high for me.
Uh-oh.
Now look what you done. Broke the window in the hotel.
I didn't mean to do it, Jingles. Honest. You're stronger than I think I am.
It's all right, buddy. You were a good boy not to run away.
Well, now I know why the law is not any better in this town than it is.
Uh-oh.
Big, fat-headed deputy marshal's out playing ball and breaking windows.
He didn't break it, mister. I did. But I'll work to pay for it.
Well, it'll take a lot of work to pay for that glass. It's got to come all the way from Chicago. About 3 months, you'll be cutting wood and feeding fires, I reckon.
Now, hold on, you old skinflint. You're not working this lad beyond reason. Fact, you ain't working him at all.
No? Then who's paying for my window, I want to know?
I am. I broke it because I didn't grow tall enough to catch that baseball.
Then hand over the money. $20 ought to cover it.
Well, it's going to be a while till payday now. How about...
No, that's not soon enough.
Oh, I was afraid it wouldn't.
I'll give you till sundown to raise the money. Then I'm seeing Wild Bill Hickok in person about this. Sundown. You hear?
Come on, buddy. I got some thinking to do. Sure don't want Bill to hear about this mess.
Gosh, Jingles. What sure did mean to cause a ruckus like this?
Oh, it's all right, buddy. We'll get the money somehow.
Say, maybe you could make your invention work and sell it by sundown, huh, Jingles?
No, none of my inventions ever work.
Yeah, that's right. I wish I could just reach up in the air and pull down a $20 bill. Just... Hey, what's that piece of paper floating down?
I don't know. Now, don't bother me now, buddy. I'm thinking...
I got it! Jingles, I did it! I just reached up and picked a $20 bill right out of the air.
Now you stop hoorahing me, Buddy Smith. I'm in enough to... By George, it is.
Look up, Jingles. Here comes some more of them.
Well, I'll be a ring-tailed bobcat. You're right. It's a doggone $20 rainstorm.
Say, maybe a lot of you wranglers sometimes get to thinking about what you'd like to be when you grow up. Well, one thing you want to keep in mind is that whatever you want to be, make sure it's something you'll enjoy doing. That's real important. And that's important, too, when you select a breakfast cereal for yourself. That's why I'm always telling all you wranglers about how good Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are. But you find out for yourself. You can have them for breakfast or eat them as a snack right out of the box. And you never add sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. So have Mom pick up a large package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops when she shops. She can tell the right package if she remembers to look for Guy and Andy riding their horses across the front with the words, "Shot with Sugar," nearby. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
When Jingles looked up toward the sky, he saw that Buddy was right. All around him, $20 bills were floating to the ground in a gentle shower. The boy grabbed them up from the ground and gave them to Jingles.
That's every last one of them, Jingles.
Then I reckon we better find out where they came from, Buddy.
Ah, gee whiz, Jingles. They just came out of the sky, like rain. It was an answer to my wishing like I did.
Hey, you! Take that money into the hotel lobby and give it to the clerk at the desk.
Where'd that voice come from?
Sound like it came from one of those second floor windows in the hotel. But they're all open and I don't see anybody.
Show yourself when you talk to me, mister!
Never mind that. Do what I say or I'll drill you right where you stand.
Jingles, sound like he's got a gun.
You don't scare me, hombre.
Get back under the porch, buddy, where you won't get hurt.
Better do what he says, Jingles. Don't take a chance on getting shot.
You're gonna do what I told you, Deputy?
No! Flash!
Did you see him, Jingles?
No, but I'll bet I scared the socks off of him. All right, you sidewinder! If you want this money so bad, come down here in the open and identify it.
That's telling, Jingles.
He don't seem to want to answer. Something mighty funny about this. Wish Bill was here. I ain't so sure what I ought to do.
Let's take the money to the bank and lock it up, Jingles. Then you can come back later and smoke out that bum.
Now, that's as good an idea as anybody. We'll just...
Jingles! You dirty low-down bushwhacker! You shot my friend Jingles! I'm gonna get Wobbly Hickok on your trail!
Run, buddy! Run!
Jingles! I'm gonna hide their money and get some help for you.
Hey, the kid's got the money. Come back here with that, you little maverick!
Try and catch me! You ain't gonna get away with this! You wait till Wobbly Hickok catches up with you killers! He'll fix you good! To Wild Bill's office. Now to hide the money. I've got it. That pan Jingles nailed to the wall. I just put it right there. Now I've got to get help for Jingles. There's Joker. I'll take him and go get a doctor. Then I'm riding for Wild Bill. Ooh, now Joker. Ooh. All right, let's go, Joker. Jingles is hurt. Come on, run!
Hey, buddy! Where are you going with that horse?
I got business. Nobody's going to stop me. Go, Joe. Go.
We'll see about that, young fellow. Get him, Buckshot. Fire. All down on that cayuse. Whoa, Joker. Whoa, Joker. Whoa.
Wow, Bill. Gee, am I glad to see you.
You didn't act much like it. Where are you going in such a lather?
To get a doctor for Jingles.
Jingles? Where is he?
Shot up and lying in the street in front of the hotel. I hid the money, but I couldn't lift him. So I was going for help.
Who shot him, buddy?
The voice in the window.
You're not making much sense, Button, but come on. We better get back to Jingles. You can tell me all about it on the way. Go, Buckshot. Yeah!
Then I went and hid the money, and I was going for the doctor when I ran into you, Wild Bill.
That's fine, buddy. You're a smart boy.
Gee. Hope Jingles ain't dying.
Now, don't lose your head. Jingles gets mighty hard to kill.
He's just about the best friend I ever had.
I'll have come to the hotel. Now, where'd you say he was?
He stretched out here in front of... Hey, he's gone, Wild Bill. They got Jingles for sure.
Whoa, Buckshot. Whoa, whoa.
Ooh, just a wolf. He was right here. Honest he was.
Yeah, I can see the print of his buckskins in the dust.
He just came out and got him. I'll bet he's in the hotel.
We'll see about that, too. Come on.
There's that ornery clerk, Wild Bill.
There you are, Marshal. Come to see about the window Jingles broke, I reckon?
No, I came to see about Jingles. Where is he?
Ain't seen him since he broke the window, Marshal.
You sure about that? Buddy says there was a gunfight here.
Crazy kid's imagination.
It ain't neither. Those shots came from upstairs.
Don't you believe him, Hickok.
Who occupies those two front rooms upstairs?
Nobody in them at all. Last occupants checked out early this morning.
Well, we'll just have a look at them to make sure. You better stay with me, buddy.
You can't search my hotel without a warrant, Hickok.
I'm looking for Jingles, mister, and I'll turn this hotel upside down till I find him.
You won't find nothing up there.
He's hiding something, Wild Bill. Whoever shot Jingles has to be up here.
Take it easy, buddy.
Here's the door to one of the front rooms.
You stay behind me. I'll take a look.
Seen anything in there?
Nope. Empty, just like he said.
And it's got to be the other one.
All right, we'll have a look in there, too. You keep back now.
I sure hope we find that Jasper that shot Jingles.
Right now, I'm more interested in finding Jingles.
Now you...
Look out, Wild Bill!
Jingles! Hey, partner, settle down. You almost shot me.
Bill, you got back. Doggone it, I've been having the awfulest time today. some salamander was hiding up here with a sack full of money, and he parted my hair for me.
Simmer down, partner. Buddy told me all about it.
Yeah, Jingles. I told Wild Bill all about it.
All about it?
Yep, the whole thing.
About the window, too?
You mean the broken window? Yeah, that, too.
Oh, now, Buddy, what'd you have to go and tell him that for?
Never mind, Jingles. Sounds like you stirred up something more important than a broken window.
I sure did, Bill. What beats me is why those Jasper didn't come down and identify the money instead of throwing all that lead at me.
I was thinking the same thing. Maybe we ought to have a look at those $20 bills.
Well, what could they tell us?
Might tell us a lot, Jingles.
Well, I'd rather have a look at those sneaking coyotes that put this crease in my skull.
They're not here. Those rooms are empty. Where'd you hide that money, Buddy?
Back at your office, Wild Bill. Up in that pan Jingles nailed to the wall. Nobody'd ever find it up there.
Good. We'll pick it up, then come back here with a search warrant to find the men it belongs to.
Bill, about that broken window. We didn't mean to do it. You see,
It wasn't his fault, Wild Bill, honest. I hit the ball.
One thing at a time. Let's get this mystery about the money settled first.
Well, Marshal, I see you found that big snooping buffalo. But you didn't find nothing else. I told you those rooms were empty.
You told us a couple of things, mister. And before we get back, you better straighten out some answers.
Yeah, there's something mighty funny going on here.
You just bring me the money for that broken window, Jingles. And before sundown, I'll garnish your paycheck. Your headquarters will hear about this.
Doggone that pickle-faced sand lizard. He's going to rile my temper if he keeps that up.
Jingles was just about right here when those shots cut loose, Wild Bill.
They're shooting again, Bill.
Get back under the roof, Buddy.
They're coming from those rooms again, Bill. Lock on, you varmints. This time I'm going to smoke you out in the open.
Sugar pots.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Yes, sir, Wranglers, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are tops. Why, just talking about them's enough to make your mouth water. Big, ready, sweetened, golden pops of corn. That's Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. And that's mighty fine munching anytime, right out of the box or out of a bowl with a little milk or cream. Good? Well, you just try Sugar Pops and see if you don't agree they're a rip-snorting cereal and a rootin'-tootin' snack. And remember, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops never need sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. And remind Mom that every average bowl full of Sugar Pops supplies the average daily adult requirement of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. Ask Mom to look for the packages with Guy Madison and Andy Devine riding their horses across the front of the package, and it says, shot with sugar. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Wild Bill and Jingles, with Buddy at their heels, had searched the two front rooms of the hotel and found them empty. But the moment they stepped out in the street, the air was ripped apart with thundering gunfire. And it was coming from those same empty rooms.
Buddy, get under that porch where it's safe.
I'll let you. We've had a 6 to help out.
Not this time.
Well, I got a pair of them. I'm going to use them.
Hold it, Jingles. Get away from the line of fire.
Well, let's go back up and get those Jaspers, Bill.
That's what I had in mind now that we know they're still hiding up there.
Let's go.
Hey, wait a minute. Buddy.
Well, yeah, Wild Bill. Want me to go up there with you again?
No. I want you to go back to my office and get the money you hid there.
And bring it back here to you?
That's right. But if there's any more gunplay, you stay out of the way till it's over. I don't want you getting hurt.
I'll be right back, Wild Bill. Faster than lightning.
What do you want that money for all of a sudden, Bill?
Call it curiosity, Jingles. Now, let's go turn this hotel inside out.
Yeah, and this time I ain't coming out till I know who's doing all that shooting and what it's all about.
We'll look for that clerk first.
Yeah, the old Shylock. I'd sure like... Hey, Billy, ain't behind the desk.
No, I'm not, you blasted meddler.
Look out, Jingles.
Now, that Maverick's looking for trouble.
He's behind that bookcase near the stairs, partner. Spread out and we'll take him.
Yeah.
You're not getting me, Hickok.
Billy's running up the stairs. Drop him.
I want him alive, Jingles. Come on.
What's he got in his hand?
Dynamite with a short fuse burning.
He's throwing it. Get out, Bill.
Now try to get up those stairs, Hickok. Al. Cal, where are you?
Up here. What's going on down there?
He's wrecked the stairs, Jingles, but I can still climb up that banister.
Yeah, but I can't. I'm going up the back stairs.
Come to think of it, the last time I let you out of my side, partner, it was a mistake. We'll both take the back stairs. Come on.
They're at the end of this hallway, ain't they?
Yeah, and don't forget, they're going to be looking for us.
Not any more than I'm looking for them. Bill, look up. There's two of them.
Watch out, Jingles. Dump the furniture down. Now I'm going to tear you lizards apart.
Yeah, Marshal. Now the odds are better. Clap him, Cal. Cal, that ain't going to work.
Heck no. I'm getting out of here.
Can't. The front stairs are gone.
That's right, gents. Now we're going to find out about you.
No, you ain't finding out nothing, Hickok. Cal, hit him from behind.
Yeah, this ought to do it.
No, you don't, mister. And now you, mister. If you two coyotes have had enough, get on your feet and start explaining a few things.
We've had enough, Hickok.
Bill, I didn't mean to get knocked out again, but something hit me awful hard. What was it?
They threw a sofa down on you, partner.
Hey, Wild Bill, where are you?
Yeah, buddy, the head of the back stairs.
Can I come up now? I don't hear no more gunshots.
Yeah, buddy, it's all over except for the explanation.
I got the money, Wild Bill. Nobody even touched it. Here it is.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, that's my money!
Shut up, Cal.
Bill, there's something mighty funny about all this.
There sure is, Jingles. This money's counterfeit.
Counterfeit?
You mean it's phony, Wild Bill?
Not worth the paper it's printed on, buddy.
No wonder nobody wanted to claim it.
Yeah, and no wonder they wanted to get it back before Wild Bill got his hands on it.
We'd have never lost it in the first place if Cal hadn't opened that window. The draft just took it right out.
Yeah, Bill, it was raining $20 bills.
Jingles, open that door there behind you.
That room's not occupied, Hickok.
Sure ain't, Bill. Not even a bed in it. Just a little old printing press and stacks of them phony $20 bills. They've been right busy.
They sure have, partner.
Jumping June bugs. Would you look at all that money?
Yeah, buddy, and the only thing these two birds could buy with all that money is about 20 years in prison. And then they're going to get that for free.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy, I'm sure our young friends would like to hear about Friday's adventure.
Well, Guy, Jingles and Wild Bill meet up with their old straight-shooting friend, Grandpa Granger, run into a mess of trouble and gun smoke when they go on the trail of Grandpa's gold mine.
So long, kid.
See you Friday.
Open your mouth and shut your eyes. In Kellogg's Variety Pack, there's a grand surprise. Yes, with Variety Pack, you get all your favorite Kellogg cereals, 10 generous servings, each individually packaged, fresh to you. You can take your pick of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, Sugar Frosted Flakes, and many other kinds. Open your mouth and shut your eyes. When you choose from Kellogg's Variety Pack, you'll get a grand surprise. Get Kellogg's Variety Pack today. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Sammy Ogg, Earl Ross, Hal Gerard, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!